The spiders get it. The spiders get it. And this is what the spiders get. That their size does not determine their ability to succeed. That their place in the animal kingdom does not stop them from dreaming big or reaching high. The spiders, these two, believe they can do what no other spiders before them have ever done. They believe that they are able to do more and exceeding and abundant than they've ever asked or imagined. Maybe they'd read the Ephesians text. The spiders get it. But Gideon, our morning hero from the Old Testament, does not. You heard Ted. He told the story beautifully. In chapter 6, Gideon is down in a hole, trying to thresh a few grains of wheat, down in a hole, when God shows up and says, "Mighty warrior, I'm with you. Come up." Ted had it right. Gideon said, "You got the wrong hole on the wrong day." Gideon complains about who he's not, small in his own eyes. And God continues through that fleece thing to encourage Gideon. But Gideon has forgotten. He's forgotten that he is descendant from the line of Abraham. His ancestors are Joseph, the one of many colors, and Isaac and Jacob. He's forgotten. He's descended from the ones whom God said, "I will give you power and I will give you might." And just like he said to Gideon in that hole, "I'll be with you." Gideon's forgotten. He's forgotten his power and he's forgotten who he is. God's own warrior. The spiders get it. God has given them the ability to make this web. It looks like a little thing, but the spiders believe in their own being. Gideon, as you heard, fast forwarding to chapter 7, starts with 32,000 and ends up with 300 men. And finally in that 7th chapter, Gideon begins to get it. He begins to get that it's not the size. He begins to get that it's not the power. He begins to get that it is the power working within. Gideon begins to understand that when God has given you an assignment, God will equip you to not only achieve, but to achieve gloriously. Gloriously. Gideon begins to understand that it's not who he thinks he is, but who God sees him to be. Gideon begins to understand that where two or three are gathered, there's a power. He begins to understand that if he will hear God's voice and receive God's word and step out on faith and obey what God has told him to do, Ted's right, keep reading. In interesting ways, they throw the Midianite camp into confusion and win the battle. Gideon, like the spiders, starts to get it. Who you are and what you can accomplish cannot be discerned or determined just by looking at the outside. Who you are and what you are able to accomplish is determined by what's on the inside. And that's what the writer of Ephesians is trying to tell you and me. Now unto him, meaning God. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ask or think by the power, by his power at work within us. Oh, understand that that was written to a church in Ephesus that was under great oppression. By the time the letter to the church at Ephesus was written, Christianity was almost 100 years old and the Roman regime had decided it was time to stamp them out. By the time Ephesians is written, Christians are being dipped into pitch and set up as human torches and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, in the Colosseum might be your end. And into that setting, the writer of the letter to the church at Ephesus now. Now. Not some other time. Now. Unto him who is able. And the Greek word behind able means has the resources, has the chutzpah, has the ability. Now unto him who is able to do, to cause, to make happen exceeding abundantly. More than we can ask. And the Greek word behind think is imagine. More than we can even imagine. The spiders get it. Gideon gets it. And that leaves us. What can this church? Gene, if there are 90 people here on a Sunday, somebody's brought company. What can we, averaging about 75 people in worship, 115 on the roll, what can we do if we see ourselves like this? What can we do when we compare ourselves to the Great Willow Creek or Barrington United Methodist or some of the other churches in town, much larger, much better funded? When we see ourselves like this, we begin to pull back. And I think God wants to do for us exactly what God did for Gideon. Come up out of the hole. I'm with you. You're mine. You're descended from me. You are in my family. Your spirit is not yours alone. It's my spirit in you. I see you as a mighty church. How will we respond? Will we respond like Gideon? Wrong church, wrong Sunday. Or will we respond like the spiders if we pull this off? Not we'll eat like kings. We do not want to trap a small child and eat them. Not that we'll eat like kings. But we will be able to extend the reign of God's kingdom well beyond the corner of Lincoln and Grove. It's up to us. How do we see ourselves? What do we believe? Do we believe that within us, like the writer of Ephesians says, that there is a power that can do more than we have ever imagined or ever thought? What do we believe? We are about to enter our 169th year of being basically on this corner. We are about to edge toward a 200th anniversary, 1 year closer, older than the town whose name we bear in our name, older than any other church in Barrington. Do we believe? And I know, having been here almost 9 years, that one of the things we do really well is when somebody walks through that door brand new, we can make them feel the love of God as we surround them. We can help them see their purpose and know that they have purpose and that God has a place for them. We can give them a space where they feel welcomed and accepted and loved. What if that was the first thing we were going to do, that everybody who encountered us felt the love of God and the place that they have in the body of God? What if that was our first step? What would we dare to do next? Beloved, the world seems to be spinning out of control. You have but to read the paper or watch the news and wonder what's in the hearts and minds of humankind. But you and I are the forward God of a new movement that has in it an understanding that God is enabling us to do more than we can think or imagine. We are the forward guard of El Shaddai, God Almighty. We're the forward guard of God's peace. We're the forward guard, the wedge that's going to get in and stop the craziness of God's love and God's grace if, like the spiders, we believe our size does not dictate our future. If, like the spiders, we trust that God is equipping and enabling us to do more than we can think or ask. Our closing hymn has as its first verse, "Stir your church, O God, move throughout its life today. Cultivate a sense of mission in our hearts and minds, we pray. What if our mission was to change Barrington just by being the source of love? What if our mission was to change the way we value life by speaking against gun violence? What if our mission, what if we discerned our mission? Help us to renew commitment to a way of ministry which interprets for our culture. We are the interpreters for our culture. How your truth, how your love, how your grace, how your hope, how your forgiveness, how your presence makes us free. I want to be on the side of the spiders. I want to know we can do, just as we are constituted, more than we can think or imagine. Amen.